Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter. Very censored. Okay. I was asked a straight up question. And the answer did not come directly to front of mind. In fact, it took several different situations to happen, before it popped up into my mind. Yeah. I wonder why. Noobs, thank you for giving me opportunity. Thank you for giving me a chance. That's all I ever asked for. That's all I ever want was a chance and an opportunity. Thank you kindly. Thank you greatly. Regs, we back at it again. Regs, we do what we do. Regs, this feels like every single day. But it's not every single day. It just feels that way because we have this special, special, unique bond. Sharing is caring. But you shouldn't share everything. And that's some free advice. You're welcome. Okay. I was asked a straight up question. And usually I have an answer all the time. Whether it's a canned answer. Whether it's an answer that I can just spontaneously think of. Or whether it's just a made up answer. There's never a point where I am stumped. There never was a point where I stumped. Or better yet, it's rarely happens when there's a question that I don't have an immediate answer for. Even if I can just go to my trusty, wait for it. Noobs, I'm going to introduce you to this. Regs, you already know where I'm going with this. Nonverbal communicating peeps, just go ahead and sit down. You are too excited about this. Relax. My I believe button. My red, sometimes blue, sometimes purple, I believe button. When there's no answer, when I can't come up with one, I just go ahead and press that button. But I didn't press that button this time. It did not even appear. It did not even show its face, whether magically or imaginatively, it didn't show up. It did not show up. And I was stumped for one of the first times that I can recall. But I'm guessing it happened because it happens or it happened. So I'm guessing it happens. You pick. You choose. I gave you multiple answers that time. I'm just the narrator. I gave you multiple answers that time. Larger point is, or the main point is, it occurred and I wasn't shook. No. I was just befuddled. I was befuddled that I did not have an answer ready. Whether it was a canned answer, whether it was a made up answer, whether it was the truth. Because I just didn't know. IDK. I did not know at the time. And I did not have my I believe button. Or it wasn't there for me to press a push. And the question is a simple question that people get asked all the time. It wasn't like a question about, do you believe? Or can you explain? Or how is something made? Nah. This was one of them questions where everybody has a canned answer. They already have it prepared. And a canned answer doesn't necessarily mean it's a lie. Canned answer doesn't necessarily mean it's non-true. Because I still want to and I still try to maintain being a truth teller. That is something that I want to do. That is something that I am prepared to strive for. I mean, greatness is cool and all, but a truth teller is one light million years better. If you don't know, you know. And don't knock it till you try it. or experienced being a truth teller, and you know truth telling is way, way better than greatness. And I'm not going to just go ahead and press that button. And if you don't want to press the button, go ahead and raise your hand and wait to be called on, and somebody will give you the reasons why and explain and let you know. I'm not going to say you're welcome. I'm just going to say thank you on that one. Thank you. I didn't even have a canned answer. I didn't even have an answer that I usually go to. And I give you an example of canned answers, canned answers and how they not necessarily lies. And somebody asks you, how you doing? You say, I'm good. I'm okay. That's a canned answer. Oh, hey, how you doing? I'm all right. How are you? That's a canned answer. Because are you really, truly, are you? Because are you really, truly giving up, giving the real, real, real? Are you really going into depth? That might be true on the surface level, but are you going in depth? Are you going into getting down to the nitty gritty, going into the details of said answer? No, that's why it's canned. It's readily available. It's prepared. It's ready to spit out. It's almost like a program, so you can just go ahead and get on with the rest of your day and not being bothered, wasting time, or insert whatever. Fill in the blank on that one. That's a canned answer. I didn't even have one of those prepared when I was asked this question. And this is a simple question. This is a question that everybody get asked a lot throughout life in general. But it wasn't until me having a dramatic, drastic, devastating experience where I was like, okay, that is it. That is definitely the answer. A, B, C, and D. All of the above. And the question was, what's some of your pet peeves? It's like, what? What's some of my pet peeves? I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, I'm like, I really don't have any patience, but that's not necessarily a pet peeve. That's just a preference. I like watching stuff with the subtitles on, but that's more like a suggestion and not necessarily something that I prefer or dislike or anything to that. And so I'm just like rattling different scenarios, different things that could be perceived one way to other through my mind. And I just couldn't come up with anything. I could not come up with anything. And I was stumped. That I believe button was not there because the I believe button wouldn't work. It wouldn't give me a proper answer and it wouldn't work. Intuition and gut feeling was like, hey, we're working on something else here. We're working on something else. You're on your own. Awareness game was distracted because awareness game had to do what awareness do. Mind reading wouldn't help. Mind reading, it would not help. So I was all on my own. My brain was in the fog and I was just twiddling my thumbs within my mind's eye, trying to think of something, trying to figure out what makes me angry. What makes me mad? And I'm not going to sit there and say that there's nothing at all, because I am not one of those everyday holly, 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 jolly, happy folks. That's everything's all good. Those where the term that was invented for those, the toxic positivity. Yeah. And I'm not going to go back over that again. It's there, the historical documents. They're fairly recent, so you can go back and review. Please do. But no, I'm not. Definitely not one of those. I don't even believe in the terms being combined. I'm just throwing that out there for everybody else so you can get like a full view, a full picture of what I am trying to paint here. And no, I'm not Van Gogh. Even though we are one of the same. We got the same name, basically. And that's where, that's the beginning and the end, almost. And I was like, pet peeves, all right. There's some things, but they don't escalate to the level of peeing me off or making me peeve or making me feel some kind of way or getting me all of my emotions. And that's when the universal said, no, 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 no. Don't forget. Better recall. And that's when the universe threw me in for a loop. And I remember it all came to me because of the experience that I was going through and that was happening from that point on. Because when I drew a blank, the blank became a clear picture. The blank became something that showed everything in good detail. Everything in good detail. Basically, I was in my G-Ride. No, I didn't have my tunes on, but I did have something more familiar on, and I wasn't in discovery mode. So I was like in this, cloud, basically. I was in this cloud of the unknown. I was in the cloud of the unknown, and that's when everything just went kawoosh. And no, I was not in an accident. And no, I was not in a wreck. But I just got stuck in some traffic where people was just making all sorts of decisions that made me question everything. And that's when that light bulb came on. And that's when I was like, okay, I see your working, universe. I see what you're doing. You done opened my eyes. I'm just going to go ahead and apologize and say I'm sorry. I do have a pet peeve. And one of my pet peeves is bad drivers. And that's a pretty broad term. It's going to stay broad because there's so many different factors that make you bad and that you can fall within that. And I'm not going to narrow it down. It is big. That's why I got to listen to my tunes, sing, dance, make my chest pop and be in a happy place or get in my happy zone. Because if I'm not in a happy place in a happy zone, I am misery. I am in misery. I am miserable. And that loves company. And we just be having a good old time holding hands and everything. And I don't want to do that. And that's why sometimes I be in discovery mode. Because discovery mode ain't the same. But it's similar. It's the same difference. It's a distraction from everything that's taking place. Not that I'm not aware. Because awareness game is leveled up to max degree. It's just that I am in the zone. My hand is back. My other hand is chilling. I'm doing what I need to do so I can get from point A to point B efficient. Point A to point B ASAP. Point A to point B and no detours. And no mishaps and no any other unknown variable that can happen, although I am prepared. But that doesn't mean I have to like it. That doesn't mean I have to say it's okay. And that's why this comes in as one of my pet peeves. It's there now. It's going to be one of my canned answers. What? Yeah, it's there. What don't you like? I don't like bad drivers. And it's about 90%. Us 10%, we just tolerate. Us 10%, we just sometimes go along to get along. But within that 10%, some of them rage a little bit. I don't rage because I can go to my happy place. But there's some who just don't know, just can't find the happy place, just don't know what to do. And that energy needs to go somewhere. And it just go to places and directions and stuff that it should not be going. And I can't condone that, and I would not tolerate that. That just makes them different. Very, very, very different, actually. But that's one of my pet peeves. That's the one that comes to mind. That's the one that the universe reminded me of and said, wait a minute. We're not letting you get away with this. We are not letting you go through and just not realize and not understand how much you dislike this, how much you want to avoid this, how much you want to do everything in your power to make, to show, to highlight how people don't do what they supposed to do. People don't need what they or don't do what they need to do. In fact, they just go with the flow. In fact, they just be all the way wrong. In fact, they just do stuff that makes question marks wonder about everything. even if it's not their job. Even if it's not their job. And so that came to mind after the fact. I'm not rattled anymore. Definitely never rolled, but it made me think a little bit more. What are the questions that I don't have answers readily available for? Seriously. Thank you for listening. Be sure to check out the website at extraextravdgsports.com. There's a YouTube as well. Extra VDG. That's XTRAXTRIVDG. Noobs. Thank you. Noob that's still here. Thank you kindly. Regs, I'm just going to say goodbye.